Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Outside the pull of gravity, beyond the spectrum.
That's the late, great Dan Fogelberg. The song is called Nexus. It's the very first one in the Innocent Age album, which I encourage you to go find. I promise you, you will thank me later. Welcome back, 7 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you for hanging out with me. We're spinning some platters talking about small business policy, especially in the area of minimum wage. No small business owner wants to see minimum wage increase because, it's, as Michael said in the previous segment, where's the money going to come from? There's no money laying around in a small business to pay people more money. If there were money laying around to pay people more money, the owner would be doing that. I know too many small business owners. I know that they don't. They always want to pay their people more if they can, when they can. They do. And they don't need the government to tell them when to do it, Michael. That's the thing that gets me. Michael Salzman, folks, is a research fellow with the Employment Policy Institute. Michael, is that, did I say your title and everything correctly there? Is anything
Yeah, you know, I'm actually, you know, I think since we talked last time, I'm the research director here now, but
research
still doing some of the same stuff.
I thought you might have gotten a promotion. Congratulations. Research director, so not to be confused with the research fellow, but folks. Okay, and that's minimumwage.com, right?
That's right, yeah.
All right, so what we talked about, first segment, we talked about the implications of Obamacare on compensation. We talked about how the states are driving, there's local pressure across the country on a living wage, on minimum wage. What's happening at the federal level? President Obama hasn't talked about minimum wage in a while, has he?
Yeah, and so since it came up in the State of the Union, you know, he's had some of his, you know, the acting labor secretary and now the current labor secretary, Thomas Perez, have been talking about it a little bit, but it hasn't, I mean, he's had a lot of other stuff on his, you know, that he's been dealing with. Obviously, he'd been healthcare law, he had Syria. I think what you're going to see is,
and
you
a few
know,
scandals,
the Democratic,
IRS, Benghazi.
That's right, yeah. I mean, you know,
NSA.
Pick your poison.
let me see. How many are there? We only have a two-hour show. I don't have time to listen to all of them. Go ahead.
In the 24-hour news cycle, you forget
I'm sorry.
Many of these
I couldn't resist that. Go ahead, Michael. I usually don't take those cheap shots. Go ahead.
Well, you're just citing the historical record. So I don't
exactly.
Take the cheap
that's
shot.
Exactly right. Thank you.
But, you know, the Democratic Congressional Campaign Committee has said they're going to do is in 2014, they're going to use this as an electoral issue in swing districts to try and make the Democrat look like the sort of the moderate voice as opposed to the radical Republican that doesn't want to raise the minimum
wage. How are they going to do that?
So it's going to become, so they're going to do it in the same way they did it in 2006.
So they're going to use minimum wage as a campaign issue, even though it's not a campaign issue.
That's right. They're,
so it's just
going to make
a,
sure it comes up in debate.
What do they call those wedge like issues? Just a wedge issue. Is that right?
That's exactly right. It's going to be a wedge issue.
Yeah.
So I think we'll be hearing a lot more about it next year.
How will they do that? I'm confused. How will they pull that off?
So there's two ways they can do it. In some places, what they'll do is they'll put the minimum wage on the ballot. So this is what they did in Missouri. And what it does is it boosts Democratic turnout. It sort of historically has always boosted Democratic turnout, and so it ensures a better turnout for the Democratic candidate.
Mm-hmm.
In other cases, what they do is they just make it an electoral issue in the district, and so it happened in West Virginia the last time around. And
so it's manipulation. It's basically manipulation. It's not real policy. It's just politics at its ugliest.
That's right, and I think that's what the minimum wage always is, because there's
folks,
no real track record of the minimum wage
right.
helping people.
That's exactly right. So, folks, please don't be fooled by this. Don't assume that there's some real fervor, some real, values based altruistic fervor for minimum wage when you see it on the ballot. Just see it for what it is. It's a manipulation. It's just a wedge issue that's designed to manipulate people.
Yeah, that's right. And you know what? The thing is if
and
you
to,
really
and to,
want to
I'm sorry, Mike, and to divert people from the real issues. Go ahead.
No, that's the point right there. I mean, look, if people wanted to have a serious conversation about boosting wages and reducing poverty, there's a way to have that conversation, but it doesn't fit nicely on a poster board at a rally, and it's not the kind of thing that they can use to boost turnout in election year. And so that's why I think that tells us they don't want to have that conversation.
It reminds me, it's the same thing as when politicians get up and say, jobs and kitchen table and families, and they use that kind of language, even though that isn't even part of the debate, right? Jobs, jobs, jobs. We're gonna create jobs. We've got to get those banks to loan more money. And they don't even know what they're talking about. They're just disconnected cliches that they're throwing out there. I don't appreciate that when they say that to me. And what do you think, Mike? Last thoughts.
I think they do. There's a talking down to people, and I think people understand that you're right. That money doesn't come from anywhere, and I think that's why conversations like this are important.
Where's the money going to come from? Hey, Michael Salzman, thanks for being here. Good job. Come back soon.
Oh, for sure. Always good to be here.
Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blessingame. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blessingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.